We're going to the prophecy of the book of Revelation today, and I want to look at chapter 17, verses 3 and 4. John is speaking. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. In the symbolic language of Bible prophecy, a woman is used to describe God's people or a church. Now, sometimes the woman is pure, dressed in white robes, like the woman you find described in Revelation 12. But on other occasions, the woman is impure. She's described as a prostitute, because that's a symbol of God's people becoming unfaithful to God. Now, in Revelation 17, you have a very blunt description of a woman who has been absolutely unfaithful to God. She's guilty of horrible sins described as abominations and fornication, and she's dressed in purple and scarlet clothes. Now, in the Bible, and particularly in the prophetic passages, colors are mentioned on purpose because they convey a very important message. Scarlet is often the color of sin, and purple is often used to convey wealth or royalty. But in this particular passage, there's another color in the story that you can't see unless you dig into it a little bit. In the Old Testament sanctuary, they used a lot of colors, but there were three colors that really stand out. They were purple, scarlet, and blue. All three of those colors appear in the fabrics used to build the tabernacle and in the veil that separated the holy place from the most holy place. According to Numbers chapter 15, the color blue was a specific reminder that God wanted His people to order their lives by His commandments. So, when this woman shows up in Revelation 17, we have a picture of God's people wearing only two out of three important colors. Blue is completely missing, which tells us something important. This woman is clearly a group that claims to be God's people, but they refuse to live according to God's will. In 2 Timothy 3, Paul mentions that in the very last days, people will claim to be godly, but their lives will tell a completely different story. They'll be breaking God's moral law just like anybody else. You know, sometimes when we read Bible prophecy, we get busy looking for a foreign dictator or an atheist who's going to prove to be the Antichrist. But if we really pay attention, we'd notice that the Bible actually teaches that our very worst problems as Christians are going to come from within. There's going to be a woman who's worldly and who doesn't wear the color blue. On the other hand, at the same time in Revelation 12, you'll notice God also describes a woman who keeps the commandments of God, and they have the testimony of Jesus Christ. In Revelation 14, God's last day people keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. In other words, there's going to be a stark polarization in the Christian world. Those who allow God to miraculously change their lives through the blood of Christ and make them more like Jesus. And then you got everybody else. And one day soon, as it all comes to a head, it will be abundantly obvious which group had the better way to live.